Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures. Welcome to another month, the month of March. The year is fast moving on and we are gradually, approaching the first quarter, the end of the first quarter of the year. This is Living Scriptures, a Christian talk show designed to relate the Bible to our daily lives. I am Morenike, one of your anchor for today, and with me in the studio is Pastor Charles Oladende. Today in our Living Scriptures, we start a new series. You know that in each month we try to come up with a new series of episodes. So today we'll be looking at Lost But Found. Lost But Found. The story today is from the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verse 11. We're going to read the story of the prodigal son and we'll be making reference to it all throughout the episode on Lost But Found. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. And it said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And it would fain have filled his belly with the ox that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servant, 'Bring forth the robe, the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hands and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." Lost but found.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me.
Yeah, the man said he was lost and is found. That's why we're talking about lost but found. Hello, my dear listeners. I'm going to emphasize verse 22 again. But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put on a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. Hallelujah. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Did you know that humanity lost both the image of God and his likeness? In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, we're told that God made us in his own image and in his own likeness. And when we sinned, we lost that image. As a result, we forfeited our dominion, which according to the interpretation means delegated authority. In man's quest to find the image of God, man began to invent all kinds of religion, all type of imperfect mechanism and rituals. Man invented morality, which is a form of self-deception and self-righteousness. Man invented also self-justification based on sentiment and not on what the mind of God is, or personal opinions, not on scriptures. Man invented even service to humanity. I'm not saying service to humanity is not good, but it's an attempt to find its way back to God. Man invented communism, paganism, atheism. And this further made us to lose the way back to him. That is Jesus, who boldly said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Lost, but found.
Lost but found. Just as is our usual practice, we would pause to remind us about our church, the Fresh Anointing International Church. But this time around, we would love to inform everyone about our 2026 Prayer and Prophetic Conference titled Unchained by the Blood. Unchained by the Blood, based on Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood and by the word of their testimony. This is a yearly event we hold every Easter Friday. We spend some quality time in the presence of God, being ministered to and ministering to one another. The time is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, April 3rd, Easter Friday. The venue is 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christchurch. Registration is free. We look forward to you joining us and being blessed. Now, let's look at an illustration for today's issue of lost but found. How dangerous is sin? Here are two stories to think about. Few college football coaches have made a point against drugs as effectively as Eric Russell of Georgia Southern College. He arranged for a couple of good old country boys to bust into a routine team meeting and throw a hissing, writhing, 6-foot-long rattlesnake onto a table in front of the squad. Everyone screamed and scattered. Russell recalls, "I told them, when cocaine comes into a room, you are not nearly as apt to leave as when that rattlesnake comes in. But they will both kill you." Let's look at another illustration. Dr. Ralph Sockman writes about an experience he had while standing on the edge of Niagara Falls one clear, cold March day. Wrapped in white winter garments, the falls glistened in the bright sun. As some birds swooped down to snatch a drink from the clear water, Soxman's companion told how he had seen birds carried over the edge of the precipice. As they dipped down for a drink, tiny droplets of ice would form on their wings. As they returned for additional drinks, more ice would weigh down their bodies until they could not rise above the waters. flapping their wings, the birds would suddenly drop over the falls. These two illustrations shows us the power and the deceitfulness of sin. It creeps in silently, but then it overtakes our life and it could cause us to be lost in eternity. May we never be lost. And if we are lost, may we be found today in Jesus' name. Amen. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Now you won't tear down. Coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up.
Welcome back. Lost but found. I'm going to emphasize verse 22 of Luke chapter 15 again. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring either the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and he began to be merry. Two things we need to do if you discover you are lost. The first thing is this: the old nature of sin, or the inherited nature of sin, must die. And I mean, it must die. How will it die? It must die when you go to Calvary and ask for supernatural grace in your heart to be victorious, to live victorious over sin. Romans chapter 6 talks about the death of sin when we mortify the works of the flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things becomes new. And that tells you the second thing. When the old nature of sin dies, the new nature of God comes alive. The DNA of God comes upon you. The express and the bright image of God will then be restored unto you. That's when we will say, you were once lost in sin, but now you have been found in Christ, found to live victorious above sin. This grace to live victorious above sin is freely bestowed on us by grace through the Calvary's transaction, that is the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. We're going to continue this interesting topic next week, but we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God if you are yet to be one. In John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12, he says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ today, why don't you quietly bow down your heads and say, Jesus, I'm sorry for the way that I've lived. I'm sorry for my sins. Can you quietly mention those sins? Just quietly mention the ones you can remember. Tell him about the ones you cannot remember right now. And say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you. Let your living water flow.